1620 94.5 WTAW, the office of U.S. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, issued a news release about the senator meeting with the chancellor of the Texas A&M system, John Sharp, discussing what the senator says is the system's work on cutting-edge semiconductor research and development and opportunities to help bolster American manufacturing. Just happened that a couple of hours after that news release was issued, the senator was on the phone visiting with reporters from around the state of Texas and had the opportunity to ask Senator Cornyn more about his conversation with A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. Notice the email sent by your office this morning with the meeting with John Sharp. If you can go to a little more detail about that conversation.
Well, what can I say about Chancellor Sharp? They broke the mold when it came to Chancellor Sharp. He and I have been friends a long time, and I've been really very, very impressed with his leadership at Texas A&M. Texas A&M was already a great university, but he's even, I think, made it bigger and better. Specifically, we met about a proposal involving semiconductors and some of the research and that Texas A&M professors are working with a startup that's come up with a new way of producing advanced semiconductors. As you know, we passed a big bill a couple of years ago called the CHIPS and Science Act to try to help bring some of that manufacturing back on shore, since only about 12% of advanced semiconductors were actually made in the United States, most of it being made in Asia. So they've got an interesting proposal for the Commerce Department to provide some resources along with private capital to build this facility on the Rellis campus. And but we had a great meeting, and I was very intrigued by the proposal, and I've already talked to some of the leadership at the Commerce Department about it, but we'll follow up with Secretary Raimondo.
Is that something then that will take additional congressional approval, or is that something within the purview of the Commerce Department that can be advanced?
Right now, we've delegated that process to the Commerce Department, and Secretary Raimondo has done a very good and comprehensive job of making sure that these tax dollars, which are provided as subsidies for bringing some of this manufacturing on shore, are used wisely and most effectively. So the Commerce Department is the right body right now to vet those proposals. And I told Chancellor Sharp that I would connect with them, which I started this morning, and I'll be following up with Secretary Raimondo.
Comments from Senator John Cornyn following his meeting with the Chancellor of the Texas A&M System, John Sharp, about semiconductor research and development and opportunities to help bolster American manufacturing. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.